Nashville's major internet providers meet privately this week at the request of Mayor Megan Berry. Their task is to find a quicker way to expand high-speed service. To do that, the companies need to hash out the surprisingly complicated process of attaching wires to power poles. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez explains.
When it's working smoothly, internet service feels like magic, like it's beamed into your home. But in real life, it requires a bunch of mini construction projects, like right now, with Google Fiber trying to attach wires to 88,000 utility poles. The problem is that Google, AT&T, and Comcast don't agree on the entrenched rules that govern those poles. As they've been doing it, the companies scoot their lines over, one at a time, in order, on separate trips, before Google can get on. So the newcomer says work at thousands of sites is being delayed. The company supports a council proposal that would let a single work crew adjust all the wires on one visit. Sounds simple, but the other telecom giants say the current process is designed for safety and to make sure that service isn't interrupted. Comcast told the council it doesn't trust that its equipment would be handled with care. And AT&T, which is doing many installations for Google, says the real causes for delay are that Google keeps creating inaccurate work orders and sending crews to individual poles that are widely scattered. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
Google has said it may cancel its fiber rollout if the pole process can't be streamlined. The Metro Council is scheduled to take up the issue again in 2 weeks.